Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the journey. Imagine that. You get to see how I trade on a weekly basis. And yeah, I average about a 1% per week, safe, secure, predictable, and consistent 1%. That's my main focus, main goal. Now, I only invest in dividend stock companies that have increased their dividends consistently for more than a couple of decades, because I want to be safe and secure to make sure absolute worst case scenario that I continue to get higher dividends if I can't collect that premium. That premium is what I'm looking for, because I've found that the premium is usually higher than the dividend. So if I'm going to buy a stock, why would I collect a 2 or 3% dividend if I can collect a 1 or 2% per week premium? That's my thoughts. I could be wrong, and my children do like to point out when I am wrong. Some strange reason they get this calendar. They have a running joke. Anytime dad's wrong, we're going to write it in the calendar. Anyway, they taunt me with it, I suppose. All right, so let's take a look at positions that I'm in this week. We'll talk about them, and then we will see what we have coming up. Okay, this is strange, because I usually don't buy Comcast this early. Comcast is the first week of the quarter. Now, we're in week number 11 of the first quarter, which means 2-3 weeks from now, Comcast comes up. But I ran out of things to buy, and Comcast just looked so pretty, so I jumped into it. So let's take a quick look at Comcast. CMCSA. Okay, now, Comcast started out a year ago at $35.41. The bottom for the year for Comcast were on $34.68, and that was way back in March of last year. Now, the top, the high of the year for Comcast was 8.16. That's the middle of August. And that was 47.40. Now, from there, let's take a look at the last 90 days, because this thing looks just pretty. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. This is exactly what I like to see, because you can actually predict the movements just by looking at the up and down movement from the historical performance. Okay, so 90 days ago, we're at 41.49. And our top of the year of the 90-day period, sorry, was January 2nd and December 31st. Wait a minute. No. Sorry, my fault. January 31st and February 1st. Okay, interesting. Okay, so let's look at the last 30 days. 30 days ago was 41.47. Kind of went sideways, have bottom at on the 20th at 40.74, and the top was yesterday. Ooh, I picked a good day to jump into Comcast. The high was 43.68. Now, I jumped in at 11.30 yesterday at 43.42, and I sold off the 43.50s. Got my little over 1%. Happy with that. Let's see what happens to it. Now, I sold the 43.50s, and it's sitting at 43.54 at this moment. Now, I have no problem holding on to Comcast when it goes into the dividend. No problem at all whatsoever. However, I prefer just to collect that 1% and then move on. Next position, JWN. Now, I've carried this one for a couple of weeks. I think this week and last week. Let's take a look at those numbers. The last 30 days. Because we looked at all the numbers already yesterday, so no sense going through those again. On the 9th, a month ago, we opened up at 1907. The high was a double high on the 28th, 29th, and that was right around 2191. Okay, now we had a big drop from the 5th, which I believe was Tuesday. Big gap from the close of the day at 2091 on the 5th. And then the very next day, she opened up at 1874, kept on going, made a new bottom on the 8th, which was Friday, and that was 1686. Now, we had a little bit of upturn yesterday, which just gave me a good indication to jump back in again. Not only that, but they do have the EX date on, what was it? Yesterday? JWN. Let me try that one more time. JWN. There we go. Yep, yesterday. So I'm hoping, now I'm not 100% sure, because I did buy it first thing in the morning, because I doubled down on it. Yeah. Oh, I have to sell two more contracts, because I sold only 10. I have 1,200 shares, but I only sold 10 contracts at $16.50. Now, the stock's at $17.49. Okay, my average price is $17.26, but I sold the 1650s. Why the hell did I do that? Let me think. My average price is $17.26. Sold the 1650s, collected 56 cents. That's 1706. Oh, well, that wasn't what I agreed to when I sold that. Holy shit. I'll have to double check that. Well, imagine that. KSS. I'm going to have to look deeper into that in a little bit. Kohl's is next on the list. Last 30 days for Kohl's. The 9th. There we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 26.73. The bottom was 3 days later on the 13th. That was 25.12. The top was on the 4th, last Monday. That was 28.92. Now she dropped for 3 days and went sideways for two. I was sitting at 27.19 at this moment. Now, I jumped in at Kohl's at, my average price is 27.97. I sold the 26s. Now, this one sounds more realistic. I sold the 26s for 233, and I sold the 2650s for 207. So both of those are over 1%. So I'm happy with that. I'm really not happy with that JWN. I'm really going to have to take a better look at that one. WBA. Walgreens, this is my last position on this count. The 9th. Here we go. Last 30 days. She opened up at 22.52. The very next day was the high at 22.96. And then she dropped to the 30-day bottom at 20.42. And that was 4 days ago, 5 days ago. Now we've had 1, 2, 3, 4. And today is day number 5 to the upside. We're sitting at 21.59. Now, I've had Walgreens since the beginning of February, and I've collected a premium every single week. Now, I have some more that I have to sell because I have 2,200 shares, and I've only sold 20 contracts. All right, my average price is 21.62, and I sold the 21.50s for 35 cents, so I'm making a 23 cent profit, which is over 1%. That makes me happy camper. Really quickly, I'm going to sell two more of these. WBA, because I have more than I need. 2250s at 34 cents. I can do that. Now I only want to sell two of them because. There we go. Oops. All right. And I'm going to do market. Whoop. No, I'm going to do a limit order. I don't like market orders. On I own the stock. I don't mind market orders when I'm buying and selling at the exact same time because they're attached. So I'm going to sell two WBA 100s. That's this. That's a weekly. 15 March 24. That's this Friday. The 21.50 call, 38 cent limit order to open. Okay, that's off to the races. What was the next one I wanted to look at? All right, come on, out of the way. JWN. Oops, nope. Yep, I have two more JWN to get rid of. Okay, so let's get rid of the JWN. JWN, there we go. To 21. All right, I'm going to sell the 22. I'm going to sell two of those. And that should tap me out. Limit order, there we go. Sell two WBA 100s. Those are the weeklies. 15 March 24. That's this Friday. The 22 call at 24 cent limit order to open. Off to the races. And I believe that's it for all my positions. And that filled also. All right, great. All right, well, that takes care of this account here. And we're doing rather well this week. Everything well. Yesterday, everything was in the money. So I have three positions in the money. So looks like I'll be back into almost 100% cash next week. That's depending on what Comcast has to do. Okay, Comcast, I'm in at 43.42. I sold the 43.50s, and it's sitting at 43.50. So everything is in the money. That hasn't happened that often where everything goes. But today's only Tuesday, so you never really know. All right, look at that. It's 9 minutes and 50 seconds. I'm living up to my 10-minute trader strategy. You guys have a great day. Talk to you again tomorrow.